Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm Tim Streifler and my awesome co-host David Blackman is still out for the time being, taking some much needed time off. So he'll be back with us soon, hopefully. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about three things to look out for when using free WordPress plugins. Now, WordPress plugins, or I should say free WordPress plugins, is a big deal in WordPress and really a big reason why WordPress has become so incredibly popular, being the number one website platform in the world, or website CMS, I should say. Other things such as the fact that it's open source, the fact that it's easy to use and allows non-techie people to easily add content are other reasons why WordPress has excelled. But plugins and plugins specifically is really one of the biggest reasons, I'd say, for the how popular WordPress has become. And it makes sense because to be able to easily add additional functionality to your WordPress website without being a developer, a coder, and being able to do it for free is a really big deal. And so it's why people love WordPress. And so to be clear, we love free WordPress plugins, but we think there's some things that you need to look out for when you're going to use a free WordPress plugin, because not all free WordPress plugins are created equal. And sometimes there can actually be some downsides to using free opposed to paying. Because at the end of the day, you're buying you're using software. A plugin is software. It might be really simple software, or it might be more complex software. But at the end of the day, a plugin is code, it's software. And so, you want to use good quality stuff. And so sometimes you don't always get that with free plugins. And so, let's go ahead and dive in. The first thing that you want to look out for when using a free WordPress plugin is, do they have a monetization strategy? Is this plugin, does it have a premium version, for example? So there's, the free version, and then you upgraded the premium for more features and more things you can do. Or it might have the core plugin is free, but then there's paid add-on. So you pay for specific additional functionalities or integrations that you want. And so you want to look at that because that's important. Now, again, you're paying for software, and software requires a developer, and developers need to make a living. And so depending on the plugin, if it's just a very basic plugin and the developer just kind of released it for free just to kind of give back, it's something that doesn't need a lot of updates. They're not going to be adding a lot of features. It solves a small problem. It does it well, and it doesn't really need a lot of additional TLC, tender loving care, in order to maintain it. Well, then that's one thing. That's fine. But if it's a plugin that it's going to need a lot of updates, it has a lot of functionality built in, say for example, a gallery plugin or a slider plugin, there's a lot of stuff going on. And when WordPress updates or other themes, are released, it's going to need to maintain the plugin's code base in order to keep things running smoothly, not conflicting with other themes, other plugins. Probably going to want to add some additional features. And so if it's 100% free, doesn't look like there's any way of them to make money, that should be a red flag, because they're not going to be able to do that forever. Developers need to make a living. And so I've seen it countless times. I've used plugins countless times that get abandoned by the developer. It's free. They wanted to maintain it. They had every desire. It was their baby, but maybe they got a job offer. Maybe they created another plugin that had a premium version and it sucked up all their attention. So plugins get abandoned all the time or just not well maintained. And so if you're using this as an important piece of your website or your client's website, then you want to make sure that it's going to be there 6 months down the road, 1 year down the road, 3 years down the road. And so that's something to consider when you're using a free plugin is, are they making money from it? And if they are, awesome. That's a good thing if they're able to make money from it, because that means it's going to be here for the long term, more than likely. So that's the first thing to look out for when using a free plugin. The second one is the plugin done by a reputable developer or company? Now, if you're new in WordPress, you probably don't know who the reputable companies are or the reputable developers. And there's a lot of developers that you might know their work more than you know their name. And that's good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. So what you can do is within the WordPress plugin repository, you can click on their name and see other plugins that they've done. If it's their very first plugin, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but you want to consider that the fact that you're basically adding software done by someone that hasn't done other WordPress plugins, and so you want to just keep that in mind. And then you can also see, okay, it's by this company, and they have all these products, or you know, a big name in the WordPress field. It's probably a safe plugin to use. And actually, that in terms of safety, it's actually an important thing to bring up. Never use a free plugin that you don't install directly from the WordPress repository. WordPress has coding standards, they have security standards, and so they review each and every plugin that gets approved to be in the WordPress repository, and they make sure the code is safe. So if it's there, chances are it's going to be okay. That doesn't mean for sure it's 100% okay, but it's each and every plugin is reviewed. However, if you download a free plugin off some random site, there's a chance that it could not be safe. So you want to look out for it, for that. So that's important. So the third thing to look out for when using free WordPress plugin is how often does the plugin get updated? So if the plugin is getting updated, every couple weeks, you can see, look at the change log in the repository, then that's a really good thing. That means it's being well maintained. They're listening to customers complain about bugs. And so they're out there and they're fixing stuff. But if a plugin hasn't been updated in 6 months, a year, then probably want to steer clear of that plugin and move on to something else. So those are some things to consider when using free plugins. Again, there's nothing wrong with free plugins, but you just want to be aware of what's happening. Again, if it's free, you want to ask, why is it free? Do they have a monetization strategy? 100% free plugin, as mentioned, is likely to go away. So that's important. An example of a 100% free plugin is Forminator. Or I should say an example of a 100% free plugin that I do recommend is the plugin Forminator by WPMU Dev. It doesn't have a monetization strategy directly. It doesn't have a premium version. It doesn't have paid add-ons. Everything is free. However, it does have a reputable company behind it, WPMU Dev. And so their strategy essentially is, let's get as many people seeing how awesome this one plugin is. Then they'll know how awesome our other paid plugins are, and then they'll join the membership. So that's kind of their strategy, and it makes sense. But if they didn't have any other products and they just had this one product that was 100% free, it's like, well, how are they going to sustain that? That would be a red flag. But because they have a reputable name behind them, you know that they're going to be here for the long haul, because they have they're using it as a way of getting their name out there. And so they're offering this awesome free value. And by the way, check out Forminator if you haven't already. We talk about it a lot here on WP the Podcast. So those are the three things to look out for when using free WordPress plugins. And stay tuned for tomorrow's episodes. We're going to talk about some retail principles that you should not mimic in your e-commerce website. I'm excited about this one. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.